USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to attack the Supreme Court and the Constitution over their Roe versus Wade responsibility handoff to the states. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, on ABC News.
They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918. More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession, American basketball star Brittany Griner is to appear in court Monday for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial in Russia. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A Staten Island ShopRite employee is under arrest for attacking former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Sunday. Police say Daniel Gill, 39 years old, slapped Giuliani on the back while he was handing out flyers at the store. Gill is facing a second-degree assault charge for hitting a senior citizen. Giuliani was at the ShopRite, stumping for his son Andrew Giuliani's run for governor. The Colorado Avalanche won hockey's Stanley Cup Sunday with a 2-1 victory on the road against two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Forward Mika Rantanen on KUSA 9 in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, it's surreal, you know. That's what you dream of when you watch hockey when you're 5 years old and just dream about playing in the NHL, and you never really like think about winning it until it's actually there, and it's hard to describe. I'm so happy.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Thousands affected by a deadly earthquake in eastern Afghanistan last week are in need of clean water and food and are at risk of disease. An Afghan health ministry official said on Sunday, a United Nations agency warned of a cholera outbreak in the region. The United States Football League is down to their final game of the season. The championship game between the Birmingham Stallions and the Philadelphia Stars will be played in Canton, Ohio, Sunday afternoon. President Trump in Mendon, Illinois, over the weekend.
I promise to nominate judges and justices who would stand up for the original meaning of the Constitution and who would honestly and faithfully interpret the law as written. We got almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices confirmed to do exactly that. And thanks to the courage found within the United States Supreme Court, this long divisive issue will be decided by the states and by the American people. That's the way it should have been many, many years ago, and that's the way it is now.
President Trump cut his Save America rally short Saturday night due to inclement weather. Before leaving, he denounced the damage President Biden and Democrats have done to the country. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.